Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
I am Tvasabhyastava Janma Nau Grihe. Shudvat Vrajam Sted Nyavodit Sureshwara.
Shudvat Vrajam Sted Nyavodit Sureshwara.
Sate Votaram Purushaik Samarpitam.
Sate Votaram Purushaik Samarpitam.
Shudvat Dunai Vabisarat Yudhayudaha.
Shudvat Dunai Vabisarat.
I am Tvasabhyastava Janma Nau Grihe. Shrutvat Vrajam Stenya Vadit Sureshwara. Sate Vataram Purushaik Samarpitam. Shutva dunai vabi sarat yudayudaha. But asabhyaha, who is not civilized at all. Asura means uncivilized. And sura means civilized. Tava, of your lordship, Janma, the birth, now, our, Grihe, into the home, Shrutva,
after hearing,
Agrajante, all the brothers born before you. Nyavadit, killed. Sura Ishwara, O Lord of the Suras, the civilized persons, Saha, he, that uncivilized Kamsa, Te, your avataram, appearance. Purushai, by his lieutenants, Samarpitam, being informed of, Shrutva,
after hearing,
Aduna,
now,
Eva, indeed,
Abhisarati,
will come immediately.
Udayudaha,
with raised weapons.
This is Madhyapada Lopi, Karmadhari, Udayuda, Udyata Ayuda. Yeah.
With his weapons raised high. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. O my Lord, Lord of the demigods, after hearing the prophecy that you would take birth in our home and kill him, this uncivilized Kamsa killed so many of your elder brothers. As soon as he hears from his lieutenants that you have appeared, he will immediately come with weapons to kill you. Purport. Kamsa has here been described as asabhya, meaning uncivilized, or most heinous, because he killed the many children of his sister. When he heard the prophecy that he would be killed by her eighth son, this uncivilized man Kamsa was immediately ready to kill the innocent sister on the occasion of her marriage. An uncivilized man can do anything for the satisfaction of his senses. He can kill children. He can kill cows. He can kill brahmanas. He can kill old men. He has no mercy for anyone. According to the Vedic civilization, cows, women, children, old men, and brahmanas should be excused if they are at fault. But asuras, uncivilized men, do not care about that. At the present moment, the killing of cows and the killing of children is going on unrestrictedly. And therefore, this civilization is not at all human. And those who are conducting this condemned civilization are uncivilized asuras. Such uncivilized men are not in favor of the Krishna consciousness movement. As public officers, they declare without hesitation that the chanting of the Hare Krishna movement is a nuisance. Although Bhagavad Gita clearly states, Satatam kirtayanto mam yatantascha dridhavrataha. According to this verse, it is the duty of the Mahatmas to chant the Hare Krishna mantra and try to spread it all over the world to the best of their ability. Unfortunately, society is in such an uncivilized state that there are so-called Mahatmas who are prepared to kill cows and children and stop the Hare Krishna movement. Such uncivilized activities were actually demonstrated in opposition to the Hare Krishna movement's Bombay center, Hare Krishna Land. As Kamsa was not expected to kill the beautiful child of Devaki and Vasudev, the uncivilized society, although unhappy about the advancement of the Krishna consciousness movement, cannot be expected to stop it. Yet we must face many difficulties in many different ways. Although Krishna cannot be killed, Vasudeva, as the father of Krishna, was trembling in affection because he thought that Kamsa would immediately come and kill his son. Similarly, although the Krishna consciousness movement and Krishna are non-different, and no asuras can check it, we are afraid that at any moment the asuras can stop this movement in any part of the world. This is bhava. This is the ecstasy of Vasudeva. We may compare him to Nanda Maharaj as not as great, but he's greater than ordinary devotees, even ordinary fathers of God. Because he doesn't always remember that Krishna is God. Krishna has appeared to him as Narayana. He's standing before him as Narayana with his weapons, holding his Sudarshan disc. And still Vasudeva is worried that this pipsqueak, Kamsa, can come and hurt Krishna. This is bhava. This goes beyond realism. This is not realistic, rational calculation. If Lord Narayan is here holding all his weapons, you know, it's not like he took a promise, I'm not going to fight, like Krishna took a promise on the Battle of Kurukshetra. He's there holding his weapons in his hand. Anybody walks in the door to do some harm, he can just go like that and cut his head off. So what is the problem? There's no realistic expectation of any harm. What can Kamsa do with all his soldiers? What can he do against Lord Narayan? But even, although he sees Narayan in front of him, with his weapons in his hands, his bhava is not Vaikuntha bhava. Maybe this is a test. You know, how do you love me, Vasudev? You've been worshipping Narayan to get a son. So here I am, I'm Narayan. Is this the kind of son you want? But that is not exactly Vasudev's mood. He's not a Vaikuntha devotee. He's a Mathura devotee. And Krishna is Krishna. And Kamsa is Kamsa. And Vasudev, being a Mathura Vasi, is afraid of Kamsa. It's just the mood of the place. It's the mood of Vasudev, that he's actually afraid that Kamsa can hurt Krishna. He's feeling protective. You know, Krishna, you know, I'm offering these prayers, but Kamsa's just down the street, you know, or, you know, on the other side of the palace. Maybe we should do something to avoid, you know, he's already killed Devaki's six other sons. Should we have a seventh murder in the house? So Vasudeva is actually worried about that, even though this son number seven, has appeared holding the weapons, as Narayan, holding his weapons, fully armed and ready for anything. So this is the special mood, the special ecstasy of Vasudev. Prabhupada expands in the purport, talking about the current situation and how it affects the Krishna consciousness movement trying to spread Krishna consciousness. We have to face so many difficulties. Look at the difficulties that Vasudeva and Devaki faced and accepted. Only because they fully trusted Krishna's protection could they tolerate having their six sons murdered and still go on in Krishna consciousness. You know, they still had hope and confidence that Krishna would come to them and protect them. And he did. So we have to expect similar obstacles in some form or other. Coming out of our own minds, or coming out of the government offices, or coming from somewhere, we can expect various kinds of obstacles, obstructions, difficulties that we have to accept, because that it's if you're trying to defeat Kali Yuga, you're going to be facing opposition. Kali himself and all of his lieutenants, all the rulers of the earth, are against you, against what you're trying to accomplish. They are, the rulers, the Asuric rulers of the modern age, are against the success of the Krishna consciousness movement. If they know their own self-interest, we are intending to put them out of business. So therefore, we can expect opposition. And sometimes we get opposition from closer places, like our own minds, or our own families. In India, if a young man or woman wants to simply become a Hare Krishna devotee, and in India we don't expect many of these young people to drop their careers, like the hippies of 35 years ago, who just had no careers anyway, who had no futures. They're all living in the present or in some, you know, hallucinogenic fantasy world anyway. Just, they're already dropped out, so just drop into the ashram. No problem. But for young Indians nowadays, or the way it's been always been in India, to drop into the Hare Krishna movement, it means your family is going to put up a big struggle. Your mother and father and bigger brothers are all going to be the opposition. And not let you do it. Everything they can do to stop you from becoming a sadhu, in the Hare Krishna sadhu. They don't want, most Indian families don't want their children to do this. Even if they're very pious, even if they're Krishna bhaktas themselves, that's okay. But to become a sadhu, become a mendicant, become a brahmachari, that's not part of the program. So much opposition is there, from various sources, and devotees have to have confidence in Krishna. Krishna rakshishiti iti vishwaso. This is a sign of having taken shelter, sharanagati. Krishna will protect me. How, I don't know. No matter what our problem is, it's the nature of maya that it seems impossible. It can be the smallest thing, and it's just because of our own incompetence. An ordinary person could solve the problem, but we're so incompetent we can't find our way out of a paper bag. And therefore we have a bag over our head and we're in panic. We're panicking.
Oh, there's a paper bag over my head. What will I do? How will I survive? Now, you don't know how to pick the paper bag off your head.
We're like that.
I'm like that.
And, you know, the only way out of the paper bag is to trust Krishna.
He's Rishikesha. I can't see anything because my head's covered with a paper bag. But Krishna is Rishikesha. I can't control my mind and senses. But Krishna is the Lord of everybody's mind and senses. So if we depend on Him, then the mind and senses, even ours, can be brought under control. And that's where our worst enemy is. Kamsa, although they may be worrying about him still over there, or even here, they're worrying he might come over here. Actually, he's been dead for 5,000 years. Kamsa's out of the way. Shishupal's no longer. Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha were disposed of millions of years ago. And there are plenty of demons in the world, but we're pretty much out of their way. The demons that we have to deal with are inside here, mostly. But the way to deal with them is to trust Krishna. Vasudev is very good at trusting Krishna. Devaki too. They have survived, they have prospered, and now they're getting the complete success of their life. The Supreme Lord Himself is appearing as their son. And now they're looking at Him. Well, now we have Narayan as our son. What are we supposed to do with Him? Four arms, effulgent, with these weapons. So she prays, Devaki is in a few minutes going to pray to Him. To convert himself into an ordinary child, something they can do something with. And then Krishna will tell them, yes, Kamsa's danger. You have to take me over to the other side of the river and hide me. This is coming up in the next few verses.
So are there any questions or comments?
Okay.
Thank you. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.